time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region, and your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On this week's show, we're going to have a first-timer in here, and we'll talk about him in here in just a second, followed by the Carroll head football coach, Blake Betzner, at 9:30, and Clinton Prairie head football coach, Raymond Jones, at 9:45. But until then, we're being joined by, as I said, our first-timer, who's Nick Atkins-Harris. He's the assistant football coach at Clinton Central. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful, Ken. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing fine. I'm glad to see you up here. George told me he wasn't going to be here this week, so I think he volunteered. Geez, what I really think
yeah,
he did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Doing well. We would have liked a better outcome last night.
Yeah.
But looking at the game overall, there is a lot of positives that we can take away from it, and mm-hmm. we played hard, and that's about all you can ask for at this point.
Yeah. Just give a little description of what happened last night.
Sure. So leading up to the game last week, George was kind enough to talk to the staff and say, hey, you guys kind of have free rein this week. And so Coach Robertson and I, along with the rest of the staff and Coach Parker, said, hey, it's an unconventional game, so we need an unconventional game plan from an offensive standpoint. And so we retweaked some things and did some stuff that we haven't done all year, and that was exciting for us mm-hmm. as a staff. And the boys responded really well. We had a really great week of practice, and I felt like we were focused, and we threw a lot at them to see what they could handle.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, they did a really good job of picking it up.
I saw the score 49-20, which doesn't sound all that close, but was it close enough for a while before they started pulling away? And
absolutely, yeah. So, you know, we come out in the first quarter. I'll be honest, kid, we started off pretty slow. We throw a pick, our first play, right after the kickoff. They score mm-hmm. the following play. Down 7-0 real quick, 3-and-out, they score again. So before we even reach the 7-minute mark in the first quarter, we're down 14. And we talk to our boys and say, look, hey, We have an opportunity. We got to change things. Somebody's got to make a play.
Right.
And sure enough, Xander Hall steps up as they come back on offense, has an 85-yard pick six. That charges you up.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who plays knows any exciting play like that where there's just that extra effort that is there changes the game entirely. And we really fed off of that immediately after.
You know, but you get down 14 so quick. And then you have a kind of a momentum shift that
sure.
goes back your way. So how it was 14-6
at yeah. that point. Yeah.
So did they come back and just kept going?
Yeah. So Eastern comes back out. They're ready to kind of drive back down again. And Blake Moseball gets a pick. And so again, we kind of start to build that momentum back up.
Uh-huh.
And we end up having an opportunity there before the half to draw it back into a one score game. They talk about how football is all three phases, offense, defense, special teams.
Right.
And our special teams need some work, and that's an area of focus for us and moving forward. And that was a big part of our game field position last night, and we just could not get control of that. So they get the ball. Eastern gets the ball back right before half. They score. And even then, 28-12 at halftime, it's mm-hmm. a reasonable game. You know, that's not mm-hmm. one that's out of hand. And so when we get into the locker room, we have a really honest conversation and say, okay, we still have the opportunity to be in this game. And then we come back out, some mental errors on the first drive of the half. Eastern gets the ball, give them a couple first downs, and they end up driving that first touchdown mm-hmm. in, and there really wasn't a whole lot looking back
right.
after that.
How did the kids, you know, I think you told me that the kids handled it pretty well going after down 14 the first 6-7 minutes, and then you know, they kind of got back. They stayed with it, though, didn't they?
They did, and that's an encouraging sign. You know, when players completely shut down early on in a game, that makes the game very long, and mm-hmm. that absolutely was not the case last night. I can't tell you how proud I am of our boys that they did that, and that resiliency was really there right after that rough start.
I know George has told me that, you know, you guys have had problems with turnovers, especially fumbling the football. Did that happen last night?
It did, yeah. And like I said earlier, unconventional game plan. We did throw the ball a little bit more than we had previously, which opens it up for some more turnovers. Right. And that was, again, some mental mistakes that we made throwing the ball and running the ball last night. And that's one of those things where if we can get that fixed, that's going to be a huge improvement for us.
And the problem is the schedule doesn't allow you to fix too much.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Because you got some real tough people coming here.
We do. And as well as Coach Edwards had his team ready to go last night, we know that Carroll's going to be just as ready to go next week, and then Delphi to follow. But, again, what a great opportunity for us to be able to respond and be resilient.
How'd you come out health-wise last night?
For the most part, we did okay. You know, somebody that I'd like to specifically point out, came to Coverdale, who plays right tackle for us, is not your prototypical right tackle. Ended up having a little bit of hamstring issue in the game, and he toughed it out. And that's great to see. And that's I hope that that's something that is contagious throughout our team. But for the most part, we walked away okay last night. Leading into the game, our starting center ended up having a busted Jaden Fawcett ended up having a busted finger, and so on Wednesday we are tasked with finding a new center. And as any coach will tell you, that's not the position you want to switch.
No, that is not the position, especially midweek.
And so we had some players step up and step up pretty big. Nate Wells being one, who's a freshman, and again, not your prototypical center who you would think. But he got the start last night for the first time, and I think that was a really big deal for him. And he ended up being a really solid substitute there, kind of at a last second. And then we also had Brock Martin, who stepped in and played some center as well. When Nate needed to come out and had questions, and he was asking the right things, and so Brock stepped up a big time last night too.
And what we're meaning by prototypical is that not necessarily it's not the position they don't know; they're just not very big.
Correct. Yeah. You know, you look at Nate, and I love the kid to death, and he's going to be a really good football player for us down the road once he consistently gets in the weight room and things like that. Yeah. But that is not somebody that you look at it a lineup and go, yep, that's a center.
No, you just don't do that.
But man, he held his own last night. He really did. And Brock did the same thing.
You know, I take it defensively, your kids played pretty well, but then again, the quick scores kind of takes that away from it.
Absolutely. That along with the field position, you know, I think we put our defense in some rough positions last night. And for our turnovers on offense, our defense, again, was ready to answer for it. And we had a couple of big-time picks that were ready for us to respond and be able to be resilient in that situation. So, absolutely.
So, you know, how many kids did you end up dressing last night?
We ended up dressing 20.
That's about as good as it's been.
Yeah, and consistently, we've been consistently right around that number. We did have, as I said earlier, you know, our Jaden Fawcett was out last night, and we hope to get him back next week, and that'll be a good addition back. Jalen Brock is on the mend, and he'll end up coming back next week as soon as he's ready to go. And so we get a little bit more depth there, and we're excited to have them back.
Did you want to play in Talby or not?
He did not go. And again, one of those situations where we're hopeful that he can come back as soon as he is able and ready to go and can play full.
He's still hobbling a little bit.
Yeah, still hobbling a little bit. And that gave us some situational backups in as far as running the ball. I mean, Talby had half of our yards for the season coming into this game, but Matthew Harker stepped up and did a great job. Leo made up for those yards in the passing game last night, and so we are excited to have Talby back as soon as he's ready to go. But we also had some big guys step up again last night.
I'm just going to ask you how you know, because Leo is his second start.
Second or third start.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was two or three, but you know he's one that really hasn't played the position very much. So it looks looks like he's kind of learning on the fly here.
He is, and we put him in a shotgun formation a lot last night to give him a little bit more time, settle him down a little bit, kind of take his responsibilities as far as the mesh away. And he seemed to be very comfortable last night, and he threw the ball well, but maybe more importantly than his play was his attitude. He kept his head up. He kept our offense in the game, even when things were a little bit rough and things weren't going exactly how we wanted to. He was a great leader last night for us, and a quarterback that has got to be that way.
You know, when George and I have talked a lot about this, and the thing is, you got a lot of young kids, you've got a lot of kids who haven't played a whole lot, And you know, the ones who are doing a lot for you now are ones who came out on their senior year for the first time. So you
absolutely.
So yeah. You guys have got a lot of teaching, a lot of learning to do in here.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful challenge for us as a staff. Mm-hmm. And again, up to this point in this year, I feel like we've met that pretty head on. And having that game plan ready to go and making it something that evolves throughout the week based off of what we see, based off of practice, I think really puts the players in a position and has given them an opportunity to be as successful as they can be up to this point.
What do you do with special teams? Because I know George was saying in the year it's been a problem. And you were saying already today, last night it was a problem. So what do you do? How do you kickstart it to maybe get it to start being a little bit more better than what
sure.
it's been?
Well, and you know, Coach Parker really does do a good job prepping our guys as far as information and what's going to happen, what we see on film. But this is where our depth really does come into play, where you've got starters on both sides who are also having to play special teams.
Right.
You know, at some point, something's got to give. And we ask a lot of our boys because of where we're at as far as our roster goes. And I really think that it's an endurance thing to start off with. And just to focus on it and mm-hmm. making it something intentional in practice.
You know, normally when you have a lot of two-way players, special teams is a place they might and usually get a break.
Sure.
But it doesn't happen this year.
No, and with the lack of kids that we have coming in, you know, ideally what you would like is for those young kids to get experience at the varsity level with that speed on special teams.
Okay.
But when we don't have those young kids to step up into those special teams roles, you got to ask more of your starters. And unfortunately, that rest doesn't always come.
How's Mr. Rail doing?
Rail had a good night last night. We asked him to kind of shut down the middle, and between him and Brandon Primo, they both had a big game last night. He ended up with about 9 tackles, being involved in one way or the other. Health-wise, I think he's good, at least as healthy as he has been all year, which is good to see him out there flying around.
Because I knew that was one of the questions. I knew he'd been hurt, and I knew he'd been playing, but I didn't know how effective he really was.
Sure. And part of that, I think, was a lot of our game plans. We ask a lot of him as far as dropping back into coverage and things like that. And last night, we kind of just opened it up to him and told him, shut down the center, shut down the middle. And like I said, between him and our nose, Brandon, they did a good job in doing that.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past 5 programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Dolly Parton wrote 9 to 5 in 1980, and it became an anthem for hardworking people everywhere. But did you know that it was originally titled 10 to 6? Why? Because Dolly knew that if we all worked 9 to 5, there was no way to get your computer fixed after 5. Charlie Spradlin of ProBuy Computer Sales and Service in Frankfort has taken a page from Dolly and made new store hours, 10 to 6 p.m. All the service, wide selection of laptops, desktops, and tablets at the best prices can now be had Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you work 9 to 5, know that ProBite is open 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Cruise in after work or find them on Facebook.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Parents, parent. These are 18-year-olds, 15-year-olds that are preparing for college. They need to get their little butts in gear and get ready trying to figure out, I just want to go to college. Like the guy called me up. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My daughter told me she's going to this expensive school. And I'm like, well, see, that's where you get confused. In my household, my teenagers didn't tell me stuff. I told them stuff.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're having a discussion about last night's Clinton Central game with assistant football coach Nick Adkins-Harris. So we've gone over the team stuff. Let's talk kids or you want to talk something else first?
Oh, always. I always talk about our players.
Okay, let's go that route.
So we'll start off with my seniors, and I've hit on Xander Hall a couple times, but yeah. he had a big game last night. And again, big-time players step up when you need a big play, and he was bold enough to do that twice last night, not just on the defensive side with a massive pick six, but then also being able to catch the ball, have a 70-yard touchdown, was, again, keeping us from a momentum standpoint there. We also had Jordan Cruz, who did a phenomenal job last night out at corner, and somebody who was really one of those seniors that we talked about earlier. Came out for his senior year and is just learning the game on the fly, and is having a lot put on his plate and handling it, I think, to the best of his ability. And I think he's doing a great job just continuing to get better. Somebody I'm super proud of last night is Mr. Zach Worthen. So, again, I talked about Camden having a momentary injury last night. With our depth, you know, you kind of scramble when you see somebody go down, and we turned around and Zach was the next man up, and he was ready to go, and he was anxious, and he was excited, and he got in some goal line offense last night, did a great job stepping in on defense and filling in where we needed him to, and he has always been that way. So I'm super proud of Zach. From a junior standpoint, Leo, again, stat-wise, had a lot throw at him last night from changing things on the offense and handled it, but also from a leadership standpoint, I really felt that he kept everybody's heads up last night. Hayden Pratt, he's a kid that plays with a chip on his shoulder, and you like to see a kid like that. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, he's a good person, and somebody that I am proud to say is from our community. And I'm excited to see where he goes going forward. Ethan Walker, he's the lunch pail kid. He clocks in, he clocks out, and doesn't say a lot unless he has to, but when he does, everybody listens and pays attention. And he was flying around the field and had a really good game last night as far as making sure that the middle of the field was contained with Mr. Rail. Mm-hmm. Brandon Primo, again, I've talked about him a couple times, being able to control the center. He ended up with two sacks last night. Our D-line as a whole ended up with seven sacks last night. Defensively, we had eight total sacks. And again, you would look at that on paper and go, how did you guys not win this game?
And you look at the score and you go, like, there's no way that's possible.
Right. And when you deal with a short field and things like that, you know, that all plays into it. But our D-line was flying around last night, and Brandon was a big part of that. Same thing with Mr. Troy Smith, who had a couple jump balls that he caught from the offensive side last night, and then also just continues to get better on the D-line, and it just lives in the backfield, and that's a great thing for a D-lineman to be known for. I had talked earlier about how we had to switch some things around, moving Brock Martin down to the D-line. He got his first start there last night, but that meant we moved Cale Allball out to outside linebacker, where he had not played all year. And so, again, teaching on the fly, doing the best that we can. But Coach Kennedy had a great game plan to make sure that he was put in a position to be successful. And Cale ended up with a handful of sacks last night as well. And, again, lived in the backfield. Even though we converted him to a linebacker, I still think he's a D lineman at heart. And so it's good to see him flying around back there and being able to still be successful. And then Nate, I can't imagine what it would be like as a freshman the day before a varsity game saying, hey, guess what? Not only are you going to be a starter, but we're going to ask you to do the most important thing on the field and snap the ball to the quarterback. And he did that without question and held his own last night as well.
And those are the things that, you know, when those things happen, you just get it. You can't help but smile about it.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, there are two types of losses. One loss, there's not anything that you can take away from because it's just completely defeating. The other type of loss is there's a lot of things that you can learn from it. And I think that would be the type of loss that we had last night. And as long as we can keep those things going, scoreboard will take care of itself eventually.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, what's been impressive about your kids is that even though they've been on the wrong side of the scores a lot of times this year, they have a lot of things that you can take away from it and be positive about every time you turn around.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and somebody much wiser than me once told me that greatness is bred in the shadows of failure. Mm-hmm. And so even in the instance of failure, if you can pull out some of those positive things and focus on those, and then focus on one other thing to get better at, eventually you're going to build quite the individual in yourself and as a team. And I think we do a really good job of doing that.
Yeah, and especially now if you could just take those kids, clone them out, and make about 10 or 15 more of what you got, you'd be in pretty good shape.
We'd be set. You know, and I think that's the hope, not just from myself, but from the staff as a whole, that, and from the team as a whole, that, you know, those kids who are walking the halls right now, who are hopefully listening in, we want to see you out on the field, mm-hmm. and we know that you guys are capable of doing great things, and we want you to be a part of our team as we're doing great things as well.
You know, and it's so hard to play football with, you know, with 30, 40 kids. And when you got about half of that, it makes it more hard.
Yeah, and I really think we got to see that last night, possibly for the first time, where at no point in the game did I feel like we were ever mentally out of it. We just hit our breaking point as far as physically being able to do what we needed to do. Mm-hmm. And you can't blame the atmosphere that we were in. We had a great atmosphere at the field last night, and I've got to recommend and just pump up how great of our student section was last night. We were fortunate to have the youth cheerleaders there last night, and I thought that was great. And so the community came out to support us, as they always do. No surprise there. And that's always great to see. And so I think, especially at the beginning of the game, you feed off of those things. Mm-hmm. That gets your adrenaline going and being able to feed off of that. And again, that only lasts so long, and then you start to hit the roster.
You know, and especially when it goes, they score 14 real quick, and it's like, Chuck, it looks like they're trying to make it 21 real quick.
Yeah.
And then you got Xander with the pick six. So
yeah, and a huge play by him. And so we're very grateful for the support that we have from the community and from the school last night. It's always good to see Mr. Smith and Mr. Fuel on the sidelines from an administration standpoint, mm-hmm. standing out there being supportive, doing what they need to do, and all of that together, you know, makes the loss a little easier. Not a lot, but a little bit easier.
Yeah, it makes it like, well, I don't have to go ahead and dive into the migraine stuff right now.
Exactly, but, yeah.
So, So where do you want to go from here?
So, you know, now our focus goes to Carroll. You know, we mm-hmm. talk about a 12-hour celebration, whether mm-hmm. it's a victory, whether it's defeat, whatever that means.
Yeah.
You know, you have to train yourself to be able to move on. And we have another big test coming up, not just this week, but the following week as well.
Right.
And I don't think there's anybody in our locker room who thinks if we're doing what we're supposed to, then we're going to be competitive in both of those games.
Yeah, and Carroll has really kind of turned it around this year.
Gosh, have they? Man, and Blake's doing a great job, and I think he's got people to buy in, and I think that's a wonderful thing for that program. And again, what a great opportunity for us to be able to meet that.
Yeah, and we're going to have him on here momentarily here in about another 10, 15 minutes or so or whatever.
Sure.
And the thing of it is, it's, you know, And you got two tougher games. You at least got two tough games after that.
Yeah. So, you know, after Carroll and Delphi, then we're looking at Tri-Central and with the connections that George has there, that's always a fun game.
It was a
huge game for us last year. Mm-hmm. We were in a very close, tight-knit game last year, and we got to ride that into the sectionals. And then once you get into sectionals, we'll see what that draw looks like.
Let's just say – tournament starts next week.
Sure.
What would be the biggest thing in your mind that you guys have got to improve upon with the kids you have?
Sure.
What do you got to improve on the most?
Practice. I'll be very honest. Yeah. You know, and we've got to learn how to consistently practice. And I still think that is something that we continually work on, and we're getting better. And that's the hopeful part. You know, mm-hmm. if we had reached this point in the season and we had plateaued and we couldn't see that progression, then we have some other things to talk about. But right. we do continue to get better. As I said, we had a great week of practice this last week with everything that we were throwing at them, which, again, is encouraging. And if we can just continue that trend up, I think that will be a huge factor going forward.
Okay. Nick, anything else you want to add or bring up before I let you go?
No, I think... Ken, I can't thank you enough for having me. I very much appreciate it.
Well, hey, it's been fun. I've enjoyed this as much as I have George in here. I like doing this because this is something we get a chance. And I really appreciate you guys, even when you do get beat. I appreciate sure. you guys coming out here and talking it up and having a good time. So I appreciate it very much. So I guess what we'll do is we will let you go.
All right. Well, Ken, thank you again for having me.
Thank you as well. And we will talk to you down the line, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Ken. Thanks a lot. That was Nick Atkins Harris. He's been our guest. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper.